T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Every now and then I get a text like this, so let me give you the information. Can you tell me which app to use to listen to WWL Radio on my iPhone? Well, you got to download the radio.com app. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You get your favorite shows on demand, all the big stories that matter to you, great videos, interesting blogs, and more. Will keep you connected to the Saints, LSU, and Pelicans. So download the radio.com app today, and don't forget to make WWL your favorite. When you click on that red heart, we show up first every time you open the app. It also allows us to send push notifications about breaking news, special guests, and hot shows. Radio.com app, think of it as WWL to go, live, local, original, like New Orleans. We're talking about the middle class here, and if you Google family struggle to stay middle class, you will find articles from CBS News, The Wall Street Journal, The Inquirer, The New Republic, New York Post, Money.com, CNBC.com, The Atlantic, and all these are different articles. Brad Klontz joins us right now, financial psychologist, a professor at Creighton University, and author of Mind Over Money. Good morning, Brad.
Thanks for having me here, Tommy.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me what a financial psychologist is.
Yeah, so I'm a clinical psychologist with an expertise in personal finance, and really looking at our relationship with money, our beliefs around money, and how we interact with it.
So, as far as you know, are these articles accurate? I don't want you to breach any patient confidentiality, but are people having a hard time just struggling to maintain a lifestyle? And I guess it's hard, you know, to downsize once you've lived a kind of decent middle-class life, right?
Yeah, I think this is the first generation in recent history where we are not just totally set up to automatically do better than our parents' generation. And so I think that struggle is very real for many, many Americans.
One thing that is mentioned in this Wall Street Journal article are unsecured loans, people financing cars for 6 and 7 and 8 years. And I think among some people, I know they had stopped it after 2008. I don't know where it is now. But they send people credit card offers. And look, when I was younger, I fell for it too. And you think, well, somebody apparently has approved me for this, so they know that I can afford to have this. And as a result, people get themselves in credit card trouble. And have we gone back to those days? And is that a common problem that you see where people presume, well, somebody must be checking. It must be good for me, so I'm going to get it.
Yeah, and, you know, this is something that my parents and grandparents really didn't have to deal with this availability of easy credit. And not only that, but it being pushed in your face. And so you're going through your life, you're realizing that you're not where you want to be, and all of a sudden you get this offer saying, hey, you know, here's $1,000. It's yours right now. All you got to do is sign this paper. And so it's really easy to get in trouble because so many of us are feeling stressed around money. We're feeling like, you know, people around us are perhaps doing better than us, which on a real emotional, psychological level, I mean, it's basically we're all wired to have a tribal brain. And so we're very conscious of where we're stacking up compared to the people around us, the people closest to us. And so it's real easy to start to feel a sense of anxiety and we're missing out and we're not providing for our children the way we'd like to provide when we see the people around us who seem to have newer things or better things than we do. And the big irony, and quite sadly, is a lot of those individuals are living above their means in an attempt to show that, hey, you know, we're doing okay too.
We're going to talk about living beyond your means when we come back. I also think that sometimes young people that have not been through it and haven't had the experience, it's kind of like quicksand where they get in a little bit of trouble And then what money they have has to go to service the credit card debt that they already have. But they still want to have the things to keep a middle class or however they view themselves. So they take out more credit, which makes the quicksand even thinner, and they begin to sink more. And you understand where that goes. 260-187, if you have any questions or comments about staying in the middle class, and is that comfortable for you, or are you having a hard time keeping up? 750, 10 till 8, traffic now on WWL. 755, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, having a conversation about the middle class. Is the middle class disappearing? New report shows more and more Americans having to go into debt to stay in that middle class. And I wonder if you're in that number, and what could the government do to better help you out? Our guest, Brad Klontz, a financial psychologist, a professor at Creighton University, and author of Mind Over Money. What's the book about, Professor?
Yeah, it really looks at our relationship with money and really gets people thinking about why we do what we do around money. And so much of it, the research shows, is really coming from these beliefs we have about money that quite often we're learning from our parents or from our grandparents, and they're sort of clanking around in our brain, and we're not really evaluating and thinking about them. So we're just sort of moving through life unconsciously and automatically around money, which sometimes can get us into big trouble. And for example, like what we're dealing with the middle class here is a lot of it, we have to start rethinking some of these beliefs that we have. Like, it's like everybody should go to college. I mean, that used to be like a sure ticket into the middle or upper classes. And now we have to actually sit back and sort of think about, what do I want to do after college and how much money would I be making? Mm-hmm. Because for many people, it's just not worth it. You can actually make more money going into a trade school, learning a skill. For example, you'll make a lot more money as a plumber than you will getting a bachelor's degree in psychology that isn't related to teaching or anything. And you could rack up tens of thousands of dollars in debt. So again, like a generation or two ago, it was all set up for you. You know, you're going to be fine. You're going to do better than your parents. Now we have to start rethinking and being really strategic about our decisions.
Happy days are here again. The economy's booming. People are feeling more comfortable to look for new jobs, et cetera. If you know anything about the economy or economics, you know happy days do not last forever. It is a market, and at some point, it becomes a buyer's market and not a seller's, or a seller's market, not a buyer's market. Is the booming economy, in a way, giving people a false perception of, yeah, I'll go ahead and sign this loan. I got a personal loan. I got no problem with that. The economy is going to continue to do well. I'm on my way up. And I guess what I'm asking is, are we looking at a big old problem here if things go bad, or at least the economy goes down, unemployment goes up, and all of a sudden people find themselves stuck with a bunch of debt, and the banks perhaps find themselves with a bunch of collectibles that they can't?
Tommy, I think you're really onto something. Just before the last great recession, so 2009, we had the lowest savings rate since the Great Depression. So the average American was saving a negative 0.5% of their income. And times were better than they had ever been. And so I think part of what does happen when the economy is going great is everybody's extremely optimistic. And so they're like, oh, I'll just take on that debt. It'll be fine. Things are going great. And the big irony is, when the market crashed and things got really bad, the savings rate dramatically increased. And what that tells us is that, and our research shows this too, having a little bit of anxiety about the future actually leads people to want to save more and actually be more frugal and more vigilant around their money. So I think you have a good hypothesis there.
And, you know, I don't know if this is a New Orleans phrase or not, but what's bass-ackwards about it is that when you're doing well, you tend to spend more and not save, and that's exactly the time that you should put some aside for a rainy day and not go crazy thinking you just signed an NBA contract or something. And then by the time you're struggling trying to save, that's not a good place.
Exactly. And what we have to do is we have to override this emotional animal tribal brain that we have, because what's happening is we're seeing people around us spend money in that way. And we have this sense inside, oh, no, I'm missing out. I'm not giving to my children. You're actually worried about your status among your neighborhood and friend group. And so it's overriding that natural impulse is so important in terms of financial health.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate your time. Brad Klontz, financial psychologist and professor at Creighton University, author of Mind Over Money. We're going to take a break, come back, talk about Hong Kong and then vaccinations in Louisiana.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.